Y'all please stand and join us for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome you to this Board Supervisors meeting this October 31st. It is 9-ish. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none either.
Department heads, elected officials. Krista Pogomiller, Health Department.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. I don't have anything new to report.
Okay. Any questions for? Lisa Schaefer, County Attorney.
Ditto, except we are participating in the Safe Trick or Treat tonight at the auditorium from 6 to 8. I'm already in costume, so. So we encourage everyone to come out and hopefully the kids will be willing to withstand the lines in, you know, wind chills of 10 degrees.
All right, feeling good. Okie dokie. And, we recognize that gentleman right there. Gina Harden is with us this morning. What say you?
Good morning. We have a CERT Academy, a Community Emergency Response Team Academy this weekend on Saturday for the first session and then the following Saturday for the second session. And also my CERT team volunteers will be down at the Safe Trick or Treat at the auditorium helping with crowd control and et cetera tonight. So. And then I have an item on the agenda.
About Chris Lee, conservation.
Good morning. We're teamed out with the AmeriCorps team today. They're working over at Starscape, doing some invasive species removal. We have our skid loader running in there and our AmeriCorps team doing hand work. So if you're going to go use the trails, just be aware that we got crews back in there working. We'll probably be doing that for the rest of the day, and then starting the rest of this week, we're going to probably, depending on the weather, start our fall burns. So we'll be burning largely some timbers, mostly up in Big Hollow, but kind of around elsewhere too. So again, that's invasive species control and forest management. We got a board meeting tomorrow. I got several things to discuss. One is just talking about ways we can address the growing and big demand that we're going to have for RV sites from the Ordnance Park project. So things we'll be discussing.
I heard over the radio news that you're having people out of light a bonfire.
Fire building workshop. Yeah, so our nature center staff is, they like just doing different things and teaching folks. So they're going to have this fire building workshop, basically, teach how to use matches like things, but then like the traditional ways of flint and steel and that kind of stuff. In case you ever find yourself in the backcountry and you need to get a fire lit. It'd be kind of fun.
It'd be fun for the younger generation.
All right. Yep.
Of course, Mom, he knows how to do that with the old flint thing, so.
All righty then. Just give him a pack of juicy fruit and a paper clip.
Let's go to land use. Jared Lassiter and or Zach James.
Keeping busy as always. We got several items on the agenda today, so nothing other than that, nothing up where they see that.
No. Nothing to add to that, Zach?
No, not for that.
All righty then. Let's move to Colin Gerst, IT.
Morning. Just keeping busy like always. Nothing new to report.
Okay. Rodney Belisner, maintenance.
Good morning. Things are going well. Really nothing new to report.
Go to our sheriff, Kevin Glendon.
Good morning. It's trick or treat in Minneapolis and Danville tonight from 5 to 7, both locations. So we'll be at both of those. We'll be at Safe Trick or Treat as well from 6 to 8. So we'll be kind of spread out throughout the county. That's about all the news from the sheriff's office at the jail. We're at 87 this morning. 13 are out of county. We're kind of seeing that number come down, but we had 6 come in, and it looks like a majority of them that came in last night will probably be held, so that'll move those numbers back up. But we're managing well, and keeping after it.
See where your keep police are busy getting some of these offenders off the street.
There's a lot of officers here, the police's office very busy.
She's even smiling about it too.
What's that?
She's even smiling about it too.
Whatever makes her happy.
She's just disguising her smile. That's part of her outfit. Sarah Marie, auditor.
Good morning. Still absentee voting in the office until the 6th, and then we'll have our election day at your precinct on the 7th. Reminder, next week our meeting is going to be on the 8th, Wednesday at 8:30. Other than that, just business as usual.
And Brian Carter, engineer.
Good morning. A lot more stuff going on behind the scenes than going on, but we have ditching going on still, out lighting, whenever the weather, when the roads aren't too frozen, but the guys have been able to do some blading and just kind of adjusting to the weather. You know, it sounds like we're going to warm up towards the end of the week and that'll open up some other opportunities, but it sounds like a little cooler again next week. So as long as we just keep the snow away, we'll be just fine. We'll just keep on moving and get things done. So we do have a little bit of patching going on down on the Sullivan Slough and Summer Street area. Just a heads up, we have a contractor doing a couple patches down there. And I don't know that it's actually happening yet, but the crack sealing crew was possibly going to move in this week up on Highway 99 that I told you about. So they didn't move in yesterday. I don't know if they'll move in today or not or mobilize, but there's a chance that work will start up this week.
So. All right.
And actually, I should mention, if you're heading up north of Mediapolis, there's a lot of activity up in that area because the DOT's contractor has started up doing clearing and grubbing for the next grading phase for next four-lane phase north of Mediapolis that'll ultimately connect up to Newport Junction. So if you get up there towards the county line, there's also quite a few utility contractors. So I guess I would encourage everybody to maybe take it easy and slow down because you kind of crest a hill there where you're kind of in the area of 260th Street, which is an intersection that's down over a hill on Highway 61. There is a lot of activity going on up in that area, down in that kind of bottom area there. So just a heads up, if you hear about stuff going on, that is what's going on. And the DOT's contractor started and plans on keeping going until the weather chases them out. So.
Sounds good. All right. Moving on, any correspondence, gentlemen?
I have none.
Okay, brings us to discussion and vote. First we have 5A, which is payroll claims and reimbursements in the amount of $732.47. Could I get a motion to accept payroll claims and reimbursements?
We'll move.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Next we have 5B, which is a resolution 2023-041. It's the final plat for Upper Basine subdivision. Jared?
This one is similar to the two we had last week. It's just a one lot minor subdivision. This one's on Prairie Grove Road, north of Middletown. Basically, there's a property of over 100 acres under the same ownership. It goes way back into the timber, and there's some farm ground as well. But the current owner is looking to split off 7 acres of that. At the front, there's a existing recreational cabin and then some wooded ground behind that. The intention there is to sell the back portion to someone else and then keep the section with the cabin. So this 7 acre piece is what they would keep. This actually follows another subdivision from couple years ago where they had the north part of that same property split off and sold to a family member. Let's see, this one, no major comments received. It is in the just barely within 2 miles of Middletown, so we did get a resolution from them, from the city, waiving their right to do a full review. of the subdivision. I really have nothing to add to that. Just recommend approval.
Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes. To 5C, which is Resolution Operation Green Light for Veterans. Supporting Operation Green Light for Veterans. Whereas the residents of Des Moines County have had great respect, admiration, and the utmost gratitude for all the men and women who have selflessly served our country and this community in the armed forces. And whereas the contributions and sacrifices of the men and women who served in the armed forces have been vital in maintaining the freedoms and way of life enjoyed by our citizens. And whereas Des Moines County seeks to honor these individuals who have paid the high price for freedom by placing themselves in harm's way for the good of all. And whereas veterans continue to serve our community in the American Legion, veterans of foreign wars, religious groups, civil service, and by functioning as county veteran service officers in 29 states to help fellow former service members access more than $52 billion in federal health, disability, and compensation benefits each year. Whereas approximately 200,000 service members transition to civilian communities annually, and whereas an estimated 20% increase of service members will transition to civilian life in the near future. Whereas studies indicate that 44-72% of service members experience high levels of stress during transition from military to civilian life. Whereas active military service members transitioning from military service are at a high risk for suicide during their first year after military service. Whereas the National Association of Counties encourages all counties, parishes, and boroughs to recognize Operation Green Light for Veterans. And whereas the Des Moines County appreciates the sacrifices of our United States military personnel and believes the specific recognition should be granted, therefore be it resolved, the designation as a Green Light for Veterans County, Des Moines County hereby declares from October through Veterans Day, November 11th, 2023, a time to salute and honor the service and sacrifice of our men and women in uniform transitioning from active service. Therefore, be it further resolved that in observance of Operation Green Light, Des Moines County encourages its citizens and patriotic tradition to recognize the importance of honoring all those who made immeasurable sacrifices to preserve freedom by displaying a green light in a window of their place of business or residence.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Rodney, thanks for putting the green lights up here. Appreciate that.
To 5D. This is the first public hearing to amend the wind ordinance number 62. Zach and Jared.
Motion to open a public hearing.
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Zach and Jared.
I don't remember the exact time unless it is August or September. We had a work session to go over actually the solar ordinance, and we made there's some good discussion and some things that we were looking to edit are things that we wanted to kind of mirror and mimic in the wind ordinance that we had just adopted not too long before that. And so really the amendments here just to kind of balance the two and make sure some of the language mirrors each other in each ordinance. And I don't know, did you have anything specific you want to highlight?
Well, I mean, there's several things with definitions just to after getting some more feedback from the board at that work session. There were some existing language in terms of how to distinguish between a developer versus the operator in terms of who's operating the facility throughout the lifespan of the wind farm or solar in that case. So a lot of it is just clarifying the distinction, just some minor word changes that can help ensure that really what the purpose of the initial ordinance was, just so it's clear that this applies to anyone operating that facility throughout its lifespan. And then there's some other terminology things in there, just some minor definitional edits, a few things in terms of the actual procedure enforcement of like for decommissioning, for example. Let's see, also some clarification on abandonment is a specific section there. I really don't have nothing else to add specifically about the amendments. I think they're all relatively minor, but again, just for the point of ensuring consistency between the two ordinances.
Any public comments, questions, or concerns? Did you receive any?
I have not received anything in the auditor's office.
We didn't get any comments.
Second.
Sarah Marie, moved and second.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Thanks for the work you guys do on that board.
Yeah, and I'll second what James said. You guys did do work real hard in that, put a lot of time down. It's very much appreciated.
Been a long time coming.
Motion to open the public hearing for the solar ordinance number 63.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Zach and Jared.
Yeah, I'm just going through a few things here in the staff report. And just going back at some of the dates. The initial draft, actually, I think we had a work session for both of them. The initial one was about a year ago. It was in November 2022. We've had subsequent work sessions in March and May, August, and then last month here in October. I think we've been through this a number of times. I don't know if I need to go through everything in particular. I'll just highlight, and the structure is pretty much the same as the wind ordinance. Just highlight some of the different sections just for kind of record purposes here. Section on general provisions just defines the jurisdiction and indicates which types of infrastructure fall within the jurisdiction. There's a section on definitions just to clarify some of the terms so you're clear on exactly what we're talking about, the minimum siting and design standards. Those are the things with the setbacks and the heights and all the kind of the specifics of what the requirements are. There's some things in there too on soil health and environmental issues. Then there's a section on permitting and review procedure, so that's the process that somebody actually has to go through. There's a section then on road use mitigation of damages, so what happens and what do we do to make sure that any damages to the roadways or other infrastructure as they install these is taken care of. And then the last section is on decommissioning and abandonment. Again, that's pretty much mimics the wind ordinance. And then since October, I don't know if there's any couple little things you want to highlight maybe that we've addressed or if, I guess we talked about them last month too. So I don't know if there's anything in particular that you guys had questions about, but I think we've discussed it five or six times at this point. I think
there was one, I forget exactly what it was, but there was one comment that one of the members brought up at that meeting that we it was a minor edit that seemed to make sense in that contact, so it escapes me at the moment. But no, again, it's been a long process, but it's been very productive. The feedback we've got from you has been helpful as we fine tune it and make it the ordinance progressively better as we go along. So.
I guess thank you guys for all your time too.
Thank you.
Sitting through and talking through all these issues and get to a point where hopefully we can have something on the record when somebody does decide to build one of these things, because I think it's just a matter of time before it happens. So.
Do we have any comments from the public or concerns? Yes, sir. Can I get your name and address, please?
Rex Trout, 6908th Avenue. This is my mother, Darlene. And I'm kind of wondering if her property is going to get grandfathered into this ordinance, because there's several properties along Deer Avenue. Her property is between Hunt Woods and the ordinance plan. It's 140 acres, but only 86 or 88 is tillable. So and she signed an agreement with Alliant, as did several other people along Deer Avenue. There's like a 5-year feasibility period, whether Alliant wants to do it or not. Then after the 5 years, then there's a contract for so much per acre once they've established the solar farm. So this spring, or starting January 1st, will start her 4th year on the contract, as with the Kuntz brothers and one other person. And the plan was, I think, signed up at the same time to do 300 acres, which I don't know if the ordinance plan has already done that or not. I can't find out whether they, but nobody else on Deer Avenue has been started. So since the property is 140 acres, about 60 of it's, woods, like I said, only 86 is probably tillable. And if they do a solar farm on it, it would be under the 100 acres. That's part of the ordinance, I believe, right, Zach? Is that what it is?
I believe in the public hearing notice we referenced 100 acres as being a typical size for one of the, or being over 100 acres. That I don't believe that language is actually in there as an actual threshold. That was just intended to give an example. I think that the key thing is the solar farm intended to provide energy primarily for the power grid, as opposed to for the adjoining property. So if it is for the purpose of being for Alliant to distribute to the power grid, then even if it is smaller than that, I believe it would still apply under the guidelines of the ordinance. So
I think the reason they signed up my mom's property and these other properties is it's close to the West Avenue substation, which is right butted up against the plant. So we're all right kind of in line. So I think that's one reason they signed it up. Now, mom's property is so oblong, I don't know. I mean, it's weird shaped. I'd be surprised if Lion ends up doing it with us. Now, the other properties are pretty square. So they haven't, I don't, as far as I know, they haven't done any soil testing or anything like that on our property, on mom's property. So I just wonder, do we have to get permitted, even though we're already started this process with you guys? That's, I guess, what my question is, that our concern would be, is that do we have to get a permit?
You would, I understand, you wouldn't get the permit. It would be Alliant or whoever the developer was who would get the permit. This would apply to them. It would not apply to them. I don't know how they decide. They'll decide how close you are to a substation or the shape or elevation, how they decide which land, but I do know they go out and they'll see how much land they can get to see if it's feasible. Right. In other words, so if they can't get anybody to sign up, then it's not. And so it doesn't affect you. If the developer will have the, and what we've tried to do is split the baby, I guess. We want to recognize people's personal property rights to do what they want to do with their own property, recognize the rights of other people to have and the use and enjoyment of their property, and protect the taxpayers in Des Moines County. So it shouldn't have any effect, I don't believe, on you. That'll be Alliant or whoever decides that they're going to develop that, they would have to obtain the permit and meet those requirements.
Tom, would they have to do that through you guys, or do they have to go through Southeast Ohio Regional Planning Commission?
In the end, the Board of Supervisors would have to approve the permit. I'm confident in saying that none of the three of us are competent enough to look at their plan and make heads or tails of it. So there'll be engineers looking at it. I'm sure Southeast Iowa Regional Planning will be involved.
Well, the way ordinance is structured so that the actual the submittal of documents and the process of communicating with the supervisors on what as we move through that process, that will be facilitated through the Land Use Department, which is through the county's contract with SEIRPC. So we'll be in charge of receiving the documents. That there may be some third party consultant review of some of the technical documents involved, but ultimately we'll be facilitating that process between those consultants and between the developer and the board.
And any cost of that permitting would not be yours. That would be the developer would bear that.
So one last question, please, and to all of you. Is Alliant aware of the ordinance with you guys? Have they already approached you about permitting or anything like that? Okay. Just curious. All right. That's why we wanted to be here. We wanted to see if you'd be grandfathered in or whatever. So
It's not a secret. I would be surprised if they weren't well aware of it, but I am not.
The grandfathering in would only apply if it was something had already been constructed.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, thank you.
Well, we're well aware that these whether it be for solar or for wind, that these typically take many years to develop initially. So there's probably a number of these out there in the pipeline at some point that people are considering that. So that this applies going forward and for anything that hasn't begun construction yet.
Anybody? Yes, sir.
Well, just Mike Carberry, Johnson County, and with Bright Future Iowa. We do a lot of consulting on policy and on the county on wind and solar. And to your question, sir, the most important part of your mother's land is their proximity to the substation. Yeah. Has nothing to do with the soil health, or anything else. Yeah. But when they put a solar farm on it, if they do, it'll be on there for 30 years. And
right. The
seed mix they put out, basically it's going to be prairie underneath of it. Right. And so it will build the soil health. So when they remove it, if they remove it and not extend the contract, you will have some of the best soil in the state of Iowa underneath the solar.
Yeah, they're required to put it back to the way it was.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's no concrete. They just drive the piles 10 foot into the ground, and then they pull them out, and that's how it works. So you shouldn't worry about your land at all.
Yeah, we're not that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Question, Mike.
Yeah.
And they've mentioned rectangular or square or oval. Is the shape of the matter?
I was going to address that too. They can put it in any shape they want. They will fit it in there. If your land is close to the substation, you'll see some odd angles, and some little rows will be long, some of them will be short, and some areas won't have it at all. Right. But they'll have they can fit it in.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Anybody else from the public have any comments or concerns here?
And I have not received anything in the auditor's office.
Okay.
I just noticed you're not happy.
You just noticed.
I see him sitting there all the time. I apologize for the interruption.
Sorry.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second. Moved in seconds here, Bert.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. I get a motion to approve.
So moved.
Okay. Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. I just want to say thanks again, Mike, for coming down. Appreciate your expertise and being part of this process. Appreciate
it. My pleasure.
Next, we have 5F, which is Compensation Board Member Resignation. Dear Ms. Doty, please accept my resignation from the Des Moines County Compensation Board. My service last year was intended as a one-year appointment to represent the Auditor's Department. Thank you, Sherry Kessler.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Rex, if you would like to take your mother and get her out of here, you guys are more than welcome to leave. You wouldn't have to sit through any of this stuff. But we're glad to see you coming down. Thank you.
Bob knows how to get a hold of me. Thanks, guys.
Rex, have any questions?
Thank you.
Next we have 5G, Compensation Board Member Appointment. Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, I'm interested in serving the remainder of a four-year term on the Des Moines County's Compensation Board as represented for the County Auditor. The term will expire in July of 2026. Named Terry Johnson.
That sounds familiar.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
She didn't get away from long.
Can I get a motion to approve Terry?
Very happy to approve that motion for her. Yes.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Somebody with a little better understanding, but.
Has the board reached a conclusion with Dan Cahill's position? Is he going to remain on?
So he left a letter for me yesterday.
Oh, did he?
And it wasn't what you want to hear.
Well, I guess I've tried a couple times and been unable to contact.
He knows your number, Tom.
That's very possible.
He still brings his donuts the last day of the month. But he's very short and sweet about it. He drops them and walks.
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk.
No. So we need to figure that one out.
Okay. Next we have H, approval of contracts for the public health building. And these contracts that we're approving are with Carly Nelson Contracting, Myers Construction, what's this one? Can't find that. I'll come back and find that.
There should be five of them.
Arnold Refrigeration.
Yep.
Cannon Moss. And Breiger Associates Architects.
There are just five contractors there. Those are architects.
Okay, well, I'm not.
Can I see those benefits?
Yeah, because I'm not seeing. Thomas, would you handle that for me? You've been handling it from the beginning anyway.
Okay, with these are the five construction packages for the new public health building. We've got bid package one was Myers Construction, bid package two was Continental Fire Sprinklers, bid package three was Arnold Refrigeration, bid package four was Frank Millard and Company, and bid package five was Mike Nelson Concrete. I would make a motion to approve all five contracts.
Can I get a second on that?
Yes.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, we're going to sign all these afterwards. That's a lot.
See, they started tearing up the dirt yesterday.
They did.
Okay. 5I is a confirmation of election of commissioners to represent the state of Iowa and Mid-American Pork Commission. Whereas Mid-American Pork Commission was created by a compact between the state of Iowa and the states of Illinois and Missouri. The Pork Commission district includes the Iowa counties of Des Moines, Henry, Jefferson, Lee, Van Buren, and Wapello. Whereas the compact created the Mid-American Pork Commission directs that one commissioner from the state of Iowa shall be appointed by the governor. And whereas the compact further directs that the two additional commissioners shall be elected by the chairpersons of the county commissions of these county collectively. We therefore certify that the following individual has been duly elected to fill any unfilled portion of the respective term of one full 6-year term as MAPC Commissioners for the State of Iowa. Shelley Holdmans is duly elected to fill a full term of 6 years, formerly held by Joe Steele. Can I get a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved in second. Jean Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Next, we have three personnel actions, one for emergency management, three for the correctional center, and one for the county attorney. The emergency management is for Shannon Prado. She's an emergency management coordinator and training. Her start full-time salary is Monday, 11-6-2023, and she'll be trained with current coordinator until Harden's retirement in February. And this is a reclassification. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
This might be a good time. It won't be the last to thank Gino Harden for, I believe, 26 years?
28.
Who's
counting?
Yeah, who's counting?
I asked Gina if she had a countdown, knew how many days were left. Yes, she said. Somebody put it on her phone, but she hasn't used it yet, so. Thank you, Gina, for 28 years.
No doubt.
Yeah, when it's 5.
Okay. Next, we have three for the correctional center. First, we have Andrew Brown. He's a correctional officer. He's a new hire. He has 77.11 hours in. His new rate of pay is $42,706.67. Then we have another new hire, 77.11 hours. This is for Owen Stewart. He's also a correctional officer, and his new rate of pay is $42,706.67. The third one as well is Brandon T., new hire with 77.11 hours. He's a new hire, and his rate of pay is $42,706.67. Can I get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve all three of them.
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Happily. Yeah.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Well, that brought a smile on your face, Kevin.
Yeah, it's nice to get some good quality applicants and be able to get them on. We're a little bit short right now, but this will certainly help. We've got a couple more that we're working through the process on. Just finishing up some backgrounds. We may have another full-time and maybe a part-time bring to the board. So we've had some success, and some of the work that you guys have all been a part of and assisted on us with improving some things, and we appreciate that greatly.
Good deal. And then the third one is for the county attorney. It is Danielle Cassidy. Anyway, she's a records legal assistant. It's other day unpaid for a sick child for 7.5 hours on 10/24/23. Can I get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. We have Veterans Affairs monthly report for October 2023, and this will be on file in the auditor's office. You can view this at your leisure. Next, we have the minutes for the regular meeting on October 24th, 2023. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McGamble.
Yes. Last, we have minutes for special meeting on October 24th, 2023. Can I get a motion to approve the special meeting?
Moved. Approved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Okay. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items, committee reports.
I attended that Iowa Army Ammunition Plant Summit at the Road Grader Burlington, and they had personnel from the plant regarding the upcoming projects out there, those large projects. And I guess the key takeaway is that the big ramp up in construction personnel won't happen until late 2024, and increase through 25, probably 26. That's all I have.
James?
I had a regional planning executive board meeting, and I discussed the, they had a public hearing on the 2027 transportation improvement program and transportation alternative program path scoring criteria. Jared, he's the one that presented that. Do you want to add anything to this, Jared?
No, it's pretty much just it's for the regional transportation, the projects that SERPC scores and awards funding to each year for road and trail projects. So we just had some procedural updates we needed to make in accordance with new state level requirements for the TAP program. So that was pretty straightforward. And we also had a couple of minor amendments to road projects that had already been programmed. So it's taking care of business there.
Okay. CCOB.
Thanks, Jared.
Okay, now comes a time for public input. We would love to hear from you. James is going to set the clock when I get done, but you can call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or you can email us at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. We're going to have Jim start the clock, and we'd love to hear from you. We'll give 2 minutes. Yes?
How come there's only three of us here that are dressed for Halloween?
Who's the other two?
Well, he's dressed like a construction worker.
Good call.
He's dressed like a law enforcement officer. And you're dressed like a mafia thug.
I suppose it has something to do with the maturity level.
Give him your mean face, Tom. Give him your mean face. The great Karnak, everybody.
King Bob has spoken.
Right, that does it.
Dude, man, I thought you were, who did I think you were? Oh, Aladdin, that's what I thought it was.
that's what I thought.
Yeah, I thought maybe he's going to pull out a carpet or something, go for a ride, who knows.
That hat comes from a costume I had to wear on a Mardi Gras float years ago.
Did you flash the crowd?
The rest of the costume, you wouldn't have been able to pay any attention.
Jim asked him, was that all that you wore for the costume?
Obviously, wasn't going to get any beads.
Needless to say, I think you got arrested for that.
I had garbage sacks full of beads.
You had to pay for them then.
He earned them.
Hey, Mike, the hard way.
Exactly. I see what you did.
He earned them.
He got all excited about that.
What time do you got, Jim? It's about to get ugly.
Oh, we got 20 seconds left.
Thomas, tell me something interesting.
It's cold.
How interesting.
Colder than what?
Colder than it was.
Oh.
It has something to do with Halloween, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Time's up.
That is our time. And with an aye, we will be adjourned.
Aye.
Thank you. Good night.